Hello, welcome to this edition of the REIT Report, Nareit's weekly podcast. I'm your host, Alan Kenny, and we're recording this on October 3rd, 2017. My guest today is John Sullivan, chair of DLA Piper's U.S. Real Estate Practice. The firm released its annual State of the Market survey recently, and he's going to discuss the findings with us. John, thanks for joining us.
Alan, thanks for having me.
Now, John, this is a survey of commercial real estate executives. Generally speaking, how would you characterize their outlook for the commercial real estate market?
Alan, I would characterize it as generally bullish or optimistic. The last time we did this survey was a little over a year ago, and at that time, 62% of our respondents were bullish on real estate for the upcoming 12 months. This time around, it was 60%, so a slight drop, but still a clear majority with an optimistic view.
And an ongoing area of interest in the real estate investment world is the retail sector. With some retail merchants really struggling to kind of adjust to an e-commerce world, how do respondents view the future of retail real estate?
Sure, it's a great question and obviously an interesting topic that's getting a lot of coverage these days. So our respondents are of the view that it's not all gloom and doom for retail, despite the fact that we've had, I think, north of 300 retailers file for bankruptcy so far this year. I think it's about 68% of our respondents said that many retailers will adapt, adjust, and thrive, and they'll figure out an equilibrium between brick-and-mortar retailing and e-commerce. And of course, there's a lot of focus on different ways of looking at retail now, not just a matter of going to the mall and getting a new pair of sneakers, but creating an entire experience, whether that's through entertainment, food, restaurants, things like that. So I think that the general view was that although there's certainly these are challenging times for many retailers, as we saw just recently with the Toys R Us bankruptcy filing, but a view that brick and mortar retail is going to change certainly, but not going to go away.
Let's talk a little bit about the capital markets. Where do you real estate executives expect to find the best sources of capital in the coming year?
Yeah. There's a lot of capital in the market now. There's a lot of equity capital for sure. And a lot of our respondents predict that there'll be continued significant interest by non-U.S. investors in U.S. real estate. And of course, as you know, this is a trend we've seen over the last 3 to 5 years. And it's interesting that that was the general sentiment despite the fairly recent constraints that the Chinese regulators have put on some Chinese investors' ability to send money outside of China for investment. So non-U.S. investors are seen as a significant source of capital for the real estate market. And then it's your traditional private equity funds and bank and non-bank lenders.
You brought up China when it comes to non-U.S. investors. Any other countries or markets where we might expect to see some capital coming in?
Sure. Yeah. Canada has been, a major investor in U.S. commercial real estate over the last 4 or 5 years, and general sentiment is that that will continue. Same with Germany and Norway, South Korea, and some of the Gulf countries.
And lastly, John, in terms of potential areas of concern for the real estate market, what came up?
The continued slowing of the Chinese economy came up toward the top of the list as things that are of concern to people. Some people express some concern about rising interest rates, although I would say the general consensus is that the Fed's been doing a good job of telegraphing what they're going to do and when they're going to do it, and that's made it more manageable for people. And then I would say geopolitical concerns, whether it's North Korea, Iran, something like that, some sort of black swan type geopolitical event that might disrupt the markets.
Well, John, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
And many thanks to you, our listeners, for joining us as well. For the REIT Report, I'm Alan Kenny.